Ervin Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Bez Hashem, we're starting the last Perek of one of the Shvarz de Masechtas and Shas. And as we go into the last Perek, it's really a finale of Shabbos and Ervin together. Shabbos started with Nyoni Hoitzah, and Masechtas Ervin is going to finish also with Nyoni Hoitzah. This is not Shaykh, the Mishnayis over here are not Shaykh Be'etzem to the Gzeirois that made up most of the bulk of Maseches Erevin, not Shaykh Teruvet Chumin or Eruvet Chatzeres, but it's really a finale on the Nyoni Hoitzo Bechlal and Gzeirois that are Shaykh to Nyoni Hoitzo. So here we start with something interesting that's really a Pesach Nirchov in different Sugis in Shas. Hamoitzi Tvilin, Machnison Zug Zug. The context over here is somebody who finds Tvilin in an open space. We're carrying those tefillin, leaving tefillin in a place where their munach lebizoyin is not an option. You want to be able to bring them in. Chazal were willing to make allowances als kovad tefillin to bring the tefillin into a place where they would be shomer into rishus hayochid. Now clearly there's a problem. Carrying, picking them up and carrying them might even be total daraisa. We're talking about mamashum rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. There's Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, plus going into the Rishus HaYochid is another Av Malacha of Hoitzah from Rishus to Rishus. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is Machnison by putting them on. Now putting them on, we learned in Mishnah Shabbos, few prokim, that anything that's worn derech Malbush is not considered carrying, otherwise a person would be able to wear clothing on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. So Machnison Zug Zug, the Machlekes over here is it's clear by the Tanoim that Chazal made allowances for carrying in the Tefillin. The Shal is only how. So the Tanakama says over here you have to take in one pier at a time. One Rishol Rosh, Rishol Yad, go back, get another one, might be tedious. Let's say there's a bunch of Tefillin. Somebody left a sack of Tefillin over here. Machnison Zug Zug, no choice. Rabbi Gamliel Loi Mishnayim Mishnayim, you can take two at a time. Now what does that mean? Two at a time. L'chor, you're putting the tefillin on. If you put on one pair of tefillin, where are you putting the other tefillin? L'chor, it's the same thing as taking tefillin and tying it around your waist. Why not just put on 15, tie around your leg a bunch of pairs? So that, of course, is not true. It has to be worn derech malbush. It has to be worn derech the way to wear tefillin. The Gemara says, a famous lashon of a Gemara, Mokim yesh b'roish l'niach shtei tefillin. There's enough space, both on the arm and both on the head, to have two pairs of tefillin. So that's klar that the Shnaim Shnaim is because it is Derech Malbush. Others want a taina that it seems clear that there was inherent in this Gemara, the way the Gemara explains, it has to be normal usage. Who wears two pairs of tefillin? So it's clear maybe there are those that learn up in a Zoya, some of the Svardim, Alpi Kabbalah, knowing that way, that they put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Those that are makbet to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, put on Rabbeinu Tam as an extra, according to Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass in that way. But from the Gemara of Mokum Yesh L'Aniach B'Roish, it would sound like there's a Mokum to wear two simultaneously. They have a reading of certain shtikluch in Kisvei Arizal that way, and this is the Makor. Al Koponim, the Machlokes Tanaim over here is whether you're allowed to wear two at a time. What's the Machlokes? So the Gemara has an Arichus Dvarim. The Tana Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the Pasuk that's written in Parshas Tvilin, V'shamarto sachuko azois l'moy adoh miyomim yomimo. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Boy. Chazal, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that is, Darshan's miyomim, yomim is v'loy leilois, miyomim means some days and not all days. So he's memayed from yomim, that only yom is mantvilin, laila loves mantvilin. Midderaisa, there's no mitzvah tvilin by night. Laila is mufka from tvilin. Shabbos as well, miyomim, v'loy kol yomim, v'mayat Shabbos v'yomtim. The Tana Rebbe Kiva holds laila's mantvilin, because he doesn't understand that the pasuk of Shamartas Hachukha that we just mentioned is coming l'mayet tvilin b'laila. However, since tefillin is the more famous drasha, since tefillin is called an ois, v'yilucha lois al yotcho, yotzu Shabbos v'yomtiv shen gufa nois. So Shabbos v'yomtiv loves man tefillin. And that is the pshat, by the way, in Rambam Gamliel, that they hold Shabbos loves man tefillin. We'll see in a minute why that translates that way. But the according is a third sheet, Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda have a chiddush that midairaisa Shabbos man tefillin, this is their chiddush, Shabbos, man tefillin, and for sure Laila. That's a kolshken. They don't hold of either one of the drashas. And this is the way the Tanakhama holds all the time. It's a tefillin machnis and zug zug. Why? Because Shabbos man tefillin. Okay, so what? So why, what does that have to do with whether you're allowed to wear one or the other? So here's what the Gemara explains. The Gemara says that if Shabbos man tefillin, then by definition, putting on two pairs of tefillin, again, we said before Rashi or Ben Atam, that's only called really wearing one pair of tefillin, because one is kosher and one is not. I'll pick up bola epis. There's two in Yonim. Lost in love, maybe they'll be tefillin, the Rashi, tefillin, the Ben Atam. But in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah, there's only one pair of tefillin that a person wears. Two pairs of tefillin is bal toisif. There's a lav of bal toisif on wearing two pairs of tefillin. Oy bazoy, if Shabbos man tefillin, the Tanakhama holds, then by definition, to wear it as tefillin, two pairs, is a lav daraisa. You're not allowed to do that. The heter to put on tefillin over here is chacham mikilu. Even according to the Tanakhama, that Shabbos man tefillin, avada, people don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. That we know. People didn't wear bimei tanoim either tefillin. That was partial. But why? The Tanakhama holds that the reason why they don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is only because of gzeir, because tefillin very old, a person takes off, he doesn't have a gufnoki, he's not concentrating, he takes off his tefillin. So that he could easily do. In those days, they wore tefillin the whole day. And if you went someplace where you shouldn't, or you were in a situation where you shouldn't be wearing tefillin, you took them off and you held them in your hand, your pocket. So a person could very easily slip off his tefillin, put them in a pocket. They were gozer on Shabbos, not to a tefillin. What's that? If that's the case, then when he's wearing tefillin, he's wearing it as tefillin, he's having baltaisif. If he wears two pairs. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. The wearing it, you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The gzeira, over here they weren't gozer, bzoin tefillin. Ram Gamliel loy mishnayim shnayim, because he holds Shabbos loves man tefillin. If Shabbos loves man tefillin, it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, there's no bal toisiv. The klal of bal toisiv is only when there's something that's there as a mitzvah. For instance, if somebody adds an extra day to Sukkot, so then it can be over on bal toisiv. But if somebody would sit in the Sukkot Chanukah, there's no shaykhus to the mitzvah. If somebody sits in the the Sukkot for 8 days, or he eats matzah for 8 days, he's making the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Yeshiva Sukkah 8 days. He's adding into the mitzvah. Mashenkin, if he sits in a sukkah or he eats matzah Chanukah time, it's nothing. It's not a ma'ase mitzvah. Wearing tefillin on Shabbos is not a ma'ase mitzvah. So there's no bal toisiv. So Meli, you can put on two pairs. Aye, how's he allowed to wear a Shabbos? There's no mitzvah. It's not carrying. The teretz is, if tefillin generally is a mitzvah, the Gemara says, then it's also a takshit. And the Tanakhama holds that when he's wearing it as tefillin, not as a takshit. So Memela, he's not wearing it not to be, he's wearing it as tefillin. If he's wearing it as tefillin, then he has a problem bal toisiv to put on two pairs. Now, there's need for an extra knetche, and that is, because lefi the way we just explained, it should come out that if you paskin, which is the way we do paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin, that Shabbos loves man tefillin, l'chayra, what should come out if Shabbos loves man tefillin, is that automatically we should have to paskin like the time in the Mishnah holds you taking zug zug. And l'maisa, we don't paskin that way. I'm sorry, if Shabbos loves man tefillin, then you can take in two pairs. It's not tefillin, there's no bal toisiv. Then you can wear l'chayra two pairs. The problem is that in Shulchan Aruch, ve'et ge'paskin, Rambam also, machnisan zug zug. How's that shlim with what we just said? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonison over here, and all the Mufashim bring this to open up the Rambam, is that really the Gemara suggests various ways of understanding the Machlokes Tanakhama and Ram Gamliel. The Gemara goes 3-4 Terutzim, and it's not clear which one's Maskana. They understand, Rabbeinu Yonison understands, that there's a Mokoim to read into the Gemara that there's a Svar Noisefes. Since if a person would wear during the week, on a regular Tuesday morning, when there's a mitzvah tefillin, a person would wear two pairs of tefillin, two pairs of Rashi's tefillin. A person would wear, he's definitely even a lav bal toisiv. Oy bazoy, that itself defines too as not being derech malbush. The derech takshit, which is the reason why it's not a masa, the reason why you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, is because it's derech malbush. Even according to Amanda Amr, that Shabbos loves man tefillin, the reason why you're allowed to wear the tefillin is because it's derech takshit, otherwise it would be stop carrying. The question is, what's derech takshit? Carrying two pairs? Who would wear two pairs on a Tuesday morning? Is Ivan Alav Deraisa? Elamai, one pair. One pair, so then that's the Derech Takshit. We explained that two pairs you could wear because there's no problem about Taisa. And now you can wear the tefillin because even though Shabbos loves man tefillin, but it's derech takshit. But that would make an assumption that the derech takshit is because makom yesh b'rosh lo niach shtei tefillin. That nekuda itself is subject to a machlokes. Could be that itself goes into the machlokes from Gamliel and Tana Kama. And that's why we could paskin la halacha that you could only wear one pair because more than that is not derech takshit. But there's no problem mitzad bal toisim because grada we do paskin hilchos tefillin that Shabbos loves man tefillin. Now, if we're discussing various scenarios just for the idea, even though it doesn't sound to be the maskonis Gemara, but so many bar mitzvah pshat lecha based on this sugya, is that the same way there's a nidoin of Shabbos loves man tefillin, and we discussed also whether Laila loves man tefillin. And of course, if Laila is man tefillin and Shabbos is also man tefillin, which is the Shita Remeir of Yehuda, then you're left with the basic kasha, then it's not mitzvah seishas man groma. Why shouldn't women be mechuyev in tefillin? Maybe in their eyes, so we say that they should. Except that's in darkum begufnaki. This the Gemara discusses why don't women wear tefillin? That's the famous Gemara. Michal Bashol did wear tefillin. One other thing that's discussed in the Gemara is in the context of whether you're ever bal toisiv or not, if mitzvah tzviches kavona. This is one of the famous makaris, besides for sugi and Rosh Hashanah and Dav Chof Ches, that if you hold mitzvah tzviches kavona, so then if you're carrying in the tefillin because you want to be matzal the tefillin, not for a mitzvah, then you're not over bal toisiv because you're not being mekayem the mitzvah. Again, we said bal toisiv is only if it's a ma'ase mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah tzviches kavona, if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, carrying the tefillin is like carrying something on your head and around your arm. It's nothing. There's no mitzvah tefillin, so there's no bal toisiv. If you hold mitzvahs einem tzviches kavona, so then even if you carry it in without kavanah v'yotzei mitzvah, you're over bal toisiv. Even if you're mechaven, the famous read from Achronim, even if you're mechaven not to be yotzei the mitzvah, it's still inherently a ma'aseh mitzvah. So wearing two pairs would be bal toisiv. That's a sub-discussion of the Gemara. There's a lot here in terms of ideas and shots. Now let's go weiter in the Mishnah. When did we say the above mentioned halacha? Be yishonois. Yishonois are tefillin that are nicker, that they've been worn as tefillin. You know they're tefillin, so you pick them up. You don't have to check inside. The tefillin are becheskas kosher because you can see they've been worn by Eden and they were left here derech bezoyin. Avo bechadoshois, you see the ritzois and you see the batim. You have no idea what's inside. It's clear that they weren't worn yet. The halacha is potter. Why? The Gemara explains that there's no automatic assumption that inside a kosher tefillin darkom wouldn't be true today, but b'mei chazal, they would make what looked like tefillin on the outside, and inside just had a kameah. So there's no inyan of derech bezoyin. So when you have a sofik, v'mei chazal, the word mechayiv you to be metapa with it. Mitzon tzvosim oikrichois. These are two ways that you see a bunch of them together. Tzvosim comes in the Shesh Tseves, is like it's used in the Mishnayos as like pliers, like tongs. So it's something that combines together two disparate items. You take the Shel Roish and the Sheyad. You find over here a funny pile of tefillin. There's a pair, a tefillin Shel Yad and Shel Roish. They're tied together. Each one, each Shel Roish and Shel Yad are tied to each other. And then all the pairs are tied together. So it's really one big pile, but it's a pile in a very deliberate way, or they're wrapped up together by gudach as a bunch of pears. Some of the ritzuis are wrapped around a bunch of them. So the machshech aleinu mivim. What this means is that there's a large number of tefillin here. You're going to make the trip back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You're still going to have to be, you're not going to be able to save everything. You're still going to have to stand there and not walk away, not to leave tefillin derech bezoyin. So Chazal said, don't walk in the first place. If you're going to have to end up standing there anyways, machshich aleinu mivim. Just be machshich until after Shabbos and mivim. Ubisakono, the Mishnah adds, what happened when there was a Shas Hashmad? There was a tkufa by the Romans when it was a Shas Hashmad. The Gemara brings a famous maisa with her Elisha Balknofayim. He was wearing tefillin and a Roman soldier started chasing him and he ran. And then he took off his tefillin and then the soldier caught him. And he said, what do you have? He said, I'm holding on to a yoina, to a bird. And he opened up his hands. He said, let me see. He opened up his hands and a bird flew out. Tulum turned into a bird. Why? Because the pasuk compares Klal Yisrael, the relationship of the Rebbein Shalom, Klal Yisrael's Yoinosi, Tamosi, Elisha Baal Knofayim. So if it was Sakono, so then the halacha is that we're not Goyser, that he has to stand there and risk whatever problems with the soldiers because of the Bezoin Tefillin. So then the halacha is Mechason V'Hoylechloi. He covers it over with something, he puts his coat on it, V'Hoylechloi goes, and then after Shabbos he comes back, and that's when he'll save what could be saved from the tomb. Gemara speaks out from a Braisa, a din, that Bamed Ramun, when do we say this din that he has to stand there? Well, when do we say this din that he's allowed to carry in the tefillin, even though it means being over under Rabbonot? The Sakona Sakum, he's afraid that Pasha Sakona is Bekuf Nevoshet. He's not Mechuyev to stand there. However, the Sakona's listim, when the Sakona was that if he stands there and he watches the tefillin for a few hours until he can carry them after Shabbos, he's Bisakona from listim. Now he doesn't have any money on him, there's nothing to steal, but it could be an unpleasant situation. To stand there, he can't. But Lamaisi, he doesn't have to flee the premises. He doesn't have to run away. So then the halacha is, Moilichon pochas pochas me'arba amos. He can walk 3 amos with the tefillin. He does a hanocha. He starts an akira, and then a hanocha 3 amos later. And he does that infinitely until he gets in. He does it for hundreds of feet, hundreds of meters, until he gets in. What defines when a person goes and he walks 3 amas, and then he walks another 3 amas, that the 3 and the 3 and the 3 are not mitztarev to being called walking dalam special sarab? So that we have a klal that the only time that it's considered a hanocha is only if he's oimid lofush. He's oimid to switch, he's carrying a backpack, and he walks 3 amas, and then he switches, he adjusts the angle of the backpack on his back. That's called a nu maisa kirin hanocha if he stops every 3 amas. Mashiach, if you just stop, start, stop, start, stop, starts like a robot, that's not going to be considered breaking up his transit, and then he'll be chayiv on the dal. So that's, you have to know exactly what the gedder of Oymed Lofush is.